This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Tuesday, March 30th, 2010. I'm Caleb Brown. Risky assets rated AAA played a key role in our financial crisis, but security rating houses escaped much of the scrutiny that accompanied the meltdown. Cato Institute Chairman Emeritus William Niskanen believes that it starts with a major conflict of interest. Rating houses, he says, work for those issuing securities.
Well, they have overrated most of the mortgage-backed securities. We did not know that at the time, and it's only become recently clear why that was the case. But let's back up. The market for mortgage-backed securities has two important conflicts of interest. The mortgage brokers who make the mortgages have the best opportunity to evaluate the quality of an individual mortgage, but they don't hold the mortgages. They sell them to the investment banks who put together these mortgage-backed securities. So the people who make the mortgages don't have any skin in the game in that sense. The second problem is the credit rating agencies work for the investment banks that issue the mortgage-backed securities. So they're compromised up front, and they have an incentive inherent in their relationship to overrate the value or the creditworthiness of the mortgage-backed securities that these investment banks sell around the world to all kinds of parties. Now, it has only become recently clear why that has been increasingly a problem. One is that everybody underestimated the increase or the fall in housing prices after the boom in housing prices. Now, that would not be a problem if there had not been a big change in the nature of the mortgage market. Most new mortgages have quite low down payments. But for any expected drop in housing prices, a low down payment mortgage is much more likely to go under than a high down payment mortgage. And there has been a big change from the regime of 20 to 20% mortgages down to a point where many of the mortgages now are 3% or lower. And so anybody can make bad mistakes in forecasting prices. And we should not expect anybody to do any particularly better job than somebody else. But when we're in a very low down payment regime, which has been the case now for 5 years or so, then any drop in housing prices can lead to 25% or so of the mortgages being underwater, which is roughly now the case. Now, an unfortunate side effect of all of that is that the government has responded in a usual way of trying to protect the borrower by forcing the lenders to reduce the amount that the borrowers owe. And Bank of America just agreed to that today.
The rating houses are approved by the government.
Yes.
They are a cartel. How does one become a member of this cartel? To whom would I appeal if I wanted to be a member of the cartel?
Well, you have to appeal to the government to approve your being a member of the cartel. But it's kind of a catch-22 in the sense that you basically have to have the experience, the breadth of experience that the existing members have to be approved as a member of the cartel. Now, for many years, there have only been three big rating agencies, and a couple small ones have been approved just in the last couple of years, but they have not grown very rapidly. And the problem is that the buyers of these securities really don't have any choice about which rating agency to use unless there's somehow a consistently bad pattern or a consistently good pattern in rating among the three big ones. And the problem there is that the pattern of all three of the big rating agencies has been quite bad in the last several years. It's the combination of the drop in housing prices with very low down payments, which has led so many of the mortgages to be underwater.
These rating houses, when they are preparing to rate some security, presumably they have access to information that the general public or other people who would like to rate these securities, information that they don't have. Is that true?
Well, they have. They are very well informed about the mortgage market. But The problem is the combination of what's happened, what's turned out to be a low down payment regime, with even a small reduction of housing prices, can cause all of them to look very bad. And that is something that they have not prepared for. I don't expect that the rating agencies can predict prices any better than some other body. That's an inherently difficult thing to do. The problem is that a small mistake in predicting prices now blows up on them when the down payments on these new instruments are 3% or so.
The rating houses work in some sense for the government. They work in some sense for the people who issue debt.
But they're supposed to be of value to the people who buy these mortgage-backed securities, who don't have any other source of information about the quality of the packages that they're buying. Now, these mortgage-backed securities often have the backing of hundreds to thousands of mortgages behind them. And the buyers of these securities are just not in a position to review the quality of the individual mortgages in the package and maybe the typical benefits of securitizing across many different mortgages. So the buyers are entirely dependent upon the rating agency's judgment about the quality of these securities, because they don't have the capability to evaluate the quality independently.
The U.S. government issues securities that are considered to be risk-free. Moody's, one of these rating groups, has been making some noise about the potential future quality of the securities that the United States issues. If Moody's were accountable to an exchange, a group charged with moving securities back and forth between buyers and sellers, would those protestations about the U.S. fiscal decisions be louder?
Yes, I would hope so. Now, I think the primary risk to U.S. securities, government securities, is the possibility that the Chinese will decide they don't want to buy any more of our bonds. They have several trillion dollars of dollar reserves already. That problem has not been helped by the fact that we have been goading the Chinese in a number of different ways. In addition, for the most part, the Chinese have lost money on their purchase of U.S. government securities because the dollar has declined relative to the Chinese currency, and in addition, more than the interest rate on the securities. So for a $100 million investment when it was made, they're worth less now than they were maybe several years ago. So the Chinese may have any number of reasons, in part to exert political pressure on us, to either sell or just to stop buying. We are still running a very large current account deficit. The Chinese have financed most of that. If they stop buying our current account deficit, in effect, then the price of U.S. Government securities will go down. And that will be a particular, that I think is the biggest threat to the price of government securities. But I don't expect the credit rating agencies to have any particular insight about that problem more than anybody else.
To whom should these credit rating agencies answer?
Well, in most cases, I would like to see any kind of security that is sold on an exchange to have the credit rating agency work for the exchange, because then the exchange will develop the reputation of whether they have had used good credit rating or not. Now, the mortgage-backed securities are not sold on an exchange, which is a problem. And I think we may have to use another procedure, such as requiring that the investment banking house that issues the security keep sort of 30% of every security in the package, so that the packager of these mortgage-backed securities then has a lot of their own assets at stake in the securities they issue. That may be the only way to avoid creating an exchange for the mortgage-backed securities and having the credit rating go to the exchange.
William Niskanen is Distinguished Senior Fellow and Chairman Emeritus at the Cato Institute. You can read more of his work at cato.org.